This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. To Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. Actually, if you go to deliberatenoise.com, it gets you links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network. They're all in alphabetical order, and boom, right there, you will see Deliberate Noise. So just go ahead, click on through, and it'll actually take you to deliberatenoise.site. I'm actually driving around, so I'm not exactly sure what the music is going to be. So, if you would like to know the names of the songs that are being played, stop by the website, check out the show notes. And if history's any indication, I will have links to where you can get those songs. All right? So, you know what? I got something I want to talk about, but first, why not? Let's hear a song.
Baby, baby, just please change your mind. Maybe we'll understand love at the end of time. And the answer won't be hard to find when it's gone now, baby. Gone now, baby. Everything is repeating so bad. Tried to tell me, but I couldn't understand. And
the TV wasn't on and you saved my life. From the back door, the crowd would like me to score. From the back door, the crowd would like me to score. Every single time the thought transformed into perfect mind. Every day the same. This was a living hell, and the roads were mixed up, and the fire had started to yell. And I was wrong, and you cried when the TV wasn't on, and you saved my life. Reception starts in 1910 military time. And you couldn't tell this was a living hell. And the words were mixed up and the fire inside was hitting out.
Wow, wasn't that a great song? All right, I'll stop. One thing I want to talk about is the three main errors that I think that the founding fathers of podcasting made. And I'm not just talking about Adam Curry or whoever is regarded as the founding fathers, but the people who basically... I can't really say the people who founded podcasting, because they were in totally new areas. They didn't know exactly what they should have done. I'm talking about the people who came shortly after them, who followed what they did, who pretty metastasized certain behaviors. All right, so I'm just, you know. Basically, the first thing that I think that they did wrong, and I'm not sure exactly who it was. I heard it might have been my podcast mentor, Dave Slusher, who first pushed the name. I don't think he came up with the name podcasting, but I think that he was the first one who actually pushed it strong. And I think that was a huge mistake, because... that, and I'm pretty sure even he might even admit this, but it kind of tied podcasting and podcasts to the iPod by Apple. And so there are a lot of people to this day who still think that you need an iPod to listen to podcasts. You know, I mean, that's true for some, you know, for those quote unquote enhanced podcasts. But for the most part, no, you don't, you know. I think that is one of the that was one really big error. They should have came up with something else. And people could say, okay, well, what could they have come up with? I don't know. You know, this is all things that are, hindsight is 2020. And let's face it, one thing that they really should have avoided was calling it a podcast. So anyway, here's a song.
Mm-hmm. yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself. Take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? For yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Dream. betray me. I will wake one day, don't delay me. What I'd leave her always going. Some nights I thirst for real blood, for real knives, for real cries. And then the flash of steel from real guns in real life really fills my mind. I really miss what really did exist. Had your throat so tight. Crashing to its side. Some nights the blood from real cuts feels real nice when it's really mine. And if you want it to be real, come over for one night and we can really, really climb. Those blue bridge lights might really burn most bright. Watch that dark lake. If you really want to see what really matters most to me, just take a real short drive.
You can't.
another big error, was not coming up with one really main independent podcast directory. You know, I mean, we were married to the name podcasting. We should have came up with something. For a while there, everybody would go to Podcast Alley, but Podcast Alley only really developed up to a point and then stopped. You know, there were a lot of problems with it. The podcast player, if you did it wrong, Flash itself would chipmunk your show, and that was just, I don't know, we should have came up with something. Instead, once again, we ended up giving over the hobby to Apple. Nowadays, if you're not in the iTunes directory, forget about it. You're not going to get, if you're not in the iTunes directory, you have to do it now for love, because you're not going to get any kind of advertising, because what, a good 75-80% of your audience, a potential audience, won't be able to find you. So yeah, we should have came up with something else. What, once again, I don't know, but Podcast Alley wasn't it.
Stop the strife.
All right, now let me just clarify what I mean by we needed a centralized directory. It's just a little bit more than a centralized directory. The one thing that iTunes really did that really demolished everybody else was they made it they had two things. Number one, they made it extremely easy to find podcasts. And number two, they made it extremely easy to subscribe to podcasts. So if we had one centralized, comprehensive directory connected to a application that put things onto your MP3 listening device, whatever it could be, iTunes would not have been able to demolish the competition the way it did. You know, Lemon would still be, I don't know, relevant. What was it? iPod or X, which was supposed to get a different name. They saw the writing on the wall, if you ask me. They saw, you know what, why even bother coming out with something? Because now that iTunes has come into this arena, there's really not a whole lot that we're going to be able to do, you know. And Podshow, who ended up buying Podcast Alley, they made the mistake of concentrating on how to get podcasters. The tools that they were making and they were developing were to make it easier for podcasters to make podcasts, which admirable. But in the long run, if they had been making it easier from the end user's point of view, from the listeners, if they had made it easier for listeners to get podcasts, it would have gone a lot smoother for them, because at the time there were a lot of other things out there that podcasters were using, and still today there are like a whole myriad of software packages that podcasters are using, and if they had concentrated on the user experience, I think it would have been a lot better for everybody in the long run, you know. But then again, they might have been the one, you know, who had, I don't think I really would have minded that, you know. I'm not that I'm thinking about it. If Podshow had been worried about the user experience, I think that they would have been able to figure out something better than trying to make money the way they did. So I don't know. They had remembered. It seemed to be that at times they were trying to be like a TV network or a radio station, and they forget one thing: the product of a TV network is not the TV show. It is the eyeballs that they can bring to each television show. So I think that if they had spent more time worrying about how to get the listeners than the shows, they would have figured out a way to make more money. Anyway.
You're the one that I want. You're the one.
loving, hating it, enjoying, not enjoying it, taking comfort in discomfort. It's so quiet, it makes me nervous. I'm suspicious of the obvious. I'm looking for the light in the darkest of places. When I wanna get up, I go down and I dig for ages. I punish myself 'cause I wanna be good. I hate myself for always wanting love. It's a tough way to live, but the rewards are supposed to be enough. Agree to disagree. Please forgive me, no means yes. Thou doth protest too much. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Try to be grateful for the gifts I landed. They came so easy, a catch to the hand. Nothing worth anything ever came for free. I'm gonna stand right here and bark up the tall tree. I work that hard, big things are gonna come to me. Uncle got a sister and a brother. You sleep with your lover, acting like an orphan when you could be my mother. Time's ticking, are you the one? Second last, a second to none. Favor the odds, pray to the gods. I'm gonna up the ante, gonna drop my panties. I've worked so hard, big things are gonna come to me.
Dream about me. Dream.
Okay, and finally, this is one that I'm also completely guilty of. We worried too much about the numbering. You know, yeah, it's cool when we get to landmarks like 100, 200, 500, 1,000. You know, that's kind of cool. But at the same time, it could also turn off potentially new listeners, you know? I mean, there are some people who are OCD enough that they need to start from the beginning. You know, when I used to listen to Keith and the Girl, I started all the way, excuse me, I went all the way back to the first episode, even though they were at that time on episode like 300, 400, something like that. So I had months to catch up with, you know, before I was all caught up. And that's just one podcast. Can you imagine if I did that with like, if I had came in late and I was trying to catch up with like three or four of them and they were all in their threes, 400s, wouldn't be able to get a whole lot of other things done, you know? And there's one thing in the Deliberate Noise Network, there's one show called The Trip. It started off being just like any other podcast, numbering wise, you know. I did the numbers. I think the first three were like 1, 2, and 3. And then when it got to the fourth one, I noticed that they were only talking about one subject per episode. So even without asking them, I got rid of the numbering. And instead of like trip number 4, and I can't remember what it was exactly, since that episode was about Pee-wee's Big Adventure, it was Trip Pee-wee, you know. And it kind of drove them crazy at first because they were like, wow, so we have no numbers. But to me, and this is what I really wish I had done from the beginning with some of my shows, especially my comic book shows. I wish I had done that from the beginning. I wish I had done numbering. I mean, non-numbering from the beginning. Especially now that I really only talk about one subject per show. You know? So, if I'm talking about that one subject, then people might be interested in that one, but not necessarily in the next one. So, there's a big difference between trying to find, you know, Comic Book Noise 250 and Comic Book Noise 251 rather than Comic Book Noise Hank Pym followed by Comic Book Noise Plastic Man. You know, if I'm interested in Hank Pym, there's no guarantee I'm going to be interested in hearing about Plastic Man. And once again, I'm thinking from a listener point of view. And so that's one thing that I've noticed, that there is normal fluctuation in the numbers for their downloads. But the way I see it is, if you're really interested in what these guys are going to have to say, then you're already going to be subscribed, or you're going to come back next week regardless of the subject matter. However, if you are interested in some of what they say but not everything, then this will help you pick and choose. And it's also a good way to bring in new listeners, if you ask me, because if I'm a G.I. Joe fan, I'm going to be more interested in hearing the Trip G.I. Joe than the Trip episode 17. You know, that one is going to grab me a little bit better. And the another one that we have is the Invisible Jetcast, which is about Wonder Woman. Sometimes, and I don't know if Cameron, who's the ringmaster over there, if he meant to do this or not, but one time he stopped sending the number, you know. It was Jetcast 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then all of a sudden it was Jetcast February 2011, which is a much more elegant way, since that show was always about Wonder Woman. You can go back as far as you want to by month and year, you know, not necessarily having to listen to each one in order, you know, and I like that. And that's one thing that we could have done in podcasting from the beginning. We could have said, okay, if it's a monthly show, month and year, or to tell you the truth, year and month. That actually helps the guys who are trying to keep track of numbers. The numbers of downloads, not the numbers of episodes. Or if it's a daily, you know, year, month, date. You know, the show name, underscore, year, month, date. In fact, unfortunately, I recently am part of a new podcast, and because of how it's laid out, we have to do it in numbers because it's kind of like a never-ending conversation, and if you come in the middle, you might not understand, but, you know, we'll see. Anyway.
Something told me inside that your love was untrue.
Something told me inside. Something told me inside.
You said, girl, it's all right. I would never hurt you.
You said, girl, it's all right. You said, girl, it's all right.
Just to be by your side, I would have walked through the flames.
Just to be by your side. Just to be by your side.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so there you go. Those are my three things. We started off with the wrong name that made it seem like it was for a certain number. I mean, for a certain player. Number two, we didn't take and keep control of pretty much the distribution. You know, if we had combined together to make it easy, one corporation, which really has no strong ties to podcasting. In fact, podcasting kind of undermines what they want to do with, by selling what's that thing called? Audiobooks, because who wants to hear an audiobook when you can hear people talk, you know? Same thing, you know? And finally, we get too caught up with numbers, and it kind of excludes new listenership, so... Those are the three things I think of. So anyway, thank you for listening. Normally, the shows aren't exactly like this, but every now and then I try to do a talky-talk show that's not Noise Box. So stop by deliberatenoise.com and you'll see the playlist for all the songs that I played. Thank you for listening, and I hope to be back soon with another episode.
In December, drinking hot chata, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch at your sandals. Oh. aranciada, with lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks.